The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, my name is Jack. This is Jack to the Future Part 2. Just then, a green drone bus floated down like a majestic, slightly confused UFO. The doors opened to reveal Luigi, as in actual Luigi. "Let's go," he said. The man blinked. "Why do you look like Luigi? Why do you look confused? Get in." The man got in, asking questions was dangerous. The man sits down, comfortable in the thought that he is on the bus to work. The bus drives a few hundred meters before rising into the clouds. He looks around the bus and notices that no one else is on the bus. Inside the bus was empty, but plastered with adverts. McDillan's Adult Meal Toys, collect all six World War II vehicles. Bailey the Bullet wins 30th Darts Championship blindfolded. Buy one, get one plasma grenade, safety not included. The bus is so nice and warm, and the motion of rocking side to side is comforting him. Unfortunately, he falls asleep on the bus, but when he wakes up, he realizes he has arrived at work. The bus driver has to wake him up as he's fallen asleep. "Wake up! You'll be late for work!" says the bus driver. Maybe it's the bump on his head, but he recognises the school from his past. It looks just like the school he went to as a teenager. Maybe all schools look the same, he thinks. He hurried to his classroom, heart pounding. Inside, the students were loud enough to be powering the electricity for the whole building. Just then, a student with blonde hair runs past him and says, "Sorry, I'm late." "He's not late, I'm late. Great first day, late on my first day. Keep it together," he thinks to himself. He breathed deeply and stepped in. "Silence." "Good morning, class. Sorry I'm late. I'm your new teacher, and it's my first day at this school." He looks around the room and smiles at the students. "I got a little bit lost on the way to the classroom," as he starts to say the words. "My name is..." His eyes fall upon a boy sitting in the front row. "That's me," he says aloud. The students laugh. "Hello, Mr. That's me." But he doesn't hear their laughing. "What's all this?" he thinks to himself. "How is this possible?" He looks around the room and sees a lot of familiar faces. His childhood friends, class teachers, posters on the wall. He looks up at the class board and sees the date, 24th of February, 2026. In the past, and that's me sitting over there, he thinks. He opens his mouth to talk to the class and... the fire alarm goes off. "Fire!" shouts the student in the back of the classroom. Not knowing what to do, he turns around to open the door so the students can get out of the building. But exactly at the same time, Hannah opens the door from the other side. Bang! Thump! He hits his head and falls to the floor unconscious, just as she says. "It's only a false alarm, but please go to the assembly point just as normal," Hannah says. Hannah stood over his unconscious body. "I told him to slow down," she told the class. "Honestly, teachers these days. I'm Jack, thanks for listening."